Well, good evening. Welcome to the Magnetize Your Life course call. I'm super excited to get this going. We've only got two people on the call right this moment, so we're going to just wait here for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the line. Hey, Christine, it's Zen.
Hi.
Hi, I didn't think you were going to make it today.
Yeah, I was able to get home earlier.
Good.
Good.
Well, what we're doing today is making sure that everybody gets in the has gotten into the membership and that they're getting everything's all working for everybody, and we're going to do a little bit of coaching and talking around the law of attraction, and so it's similar to the other calls, mainly with coaching, though.
Hey, Zen, I am still having a technical issue.
Okay.
I cannot, when I'm in the website, and I click on the magnetize tab at the top, I only see the welcome and the coaching call selection. I don't see the first module. I can get to it because I got an email, and if I click on the link through the email, I can get there. But when I'm in the site itself, I can't see the module.
Huh.
As one of the options. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, we'll work on that for you.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
I'm sorry about that.
I have
let us know
because
this is a new system.
Still...
It's a new system, so we're just working on it, you know. We're working out the kinks. It's going to take us probably another couple weeks to catch these little glitches. It's a very complex system, but it's much more robust so for us and what we need. So you have been able to get to the lectures through the email, though?
Yes. Yes.
And you have listened to them?
Yes, I have.
Good. What did you think?
Lots of content. Yeah, I thought it was good.
Good.
Listening to my thoughts. Yeah.
Well, also, and paying attention to expectations is one of the big takeaways from this module. Does that make sense to you?
Story. Yeah.
Because expectations, the story, too, is in there. And because you've done a lot of work with spirit-led and revitalize and different things, or you just started revitalize, but expectation is an energy in our body, like a law of attraction manifestation energy, of pre-deciding what you think is going to happen in situations, with people, and it's such a powerful energy. In fact, it's super powerful if you train your mind to expect certain things to happen as far as your dreams and your goals and that kind of thing. And I want you to uncover any expectations that are going on under the surface that you don't realize is an expectation. And if you dig in just a little bit, you'll realize there's hundreds per day that are just unexamined expectation. How people are going to treat you, how somebody's going to behave, you know, everything. Even to finding parking or not finding parking or it being difficult or having traffic or, you know, I know that I've had so many people say, I hate going to the post office because the lines are so long. Yet when I go to the post office, there's never a line. And it's like one of these things, I watch it with my husband over and over again. He's a classic person with he'll state what his expectation is. It's negative, and then it'll happen. And you'll go, see? And I cannot get him to believe that he's setting us up for that, you know. But when my husband's not around, that stuff doesn't happen for me. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I can see it in my mom because she will expect, like when she asks the question, she doesn't just ask, she'll say, you do not have any, you know, fill in the blank. You don't have any paper towels, do you? And it's like, Mom, why can't you just ask, do you have paper towels?
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever. I can see it in her a lot easier than in myself.
Yes. Yes. That's very, and you know what? That's also a good way to do it, though. Start looking at other people's expectations, listening for them. It will help unlock your own, too.
Okay.
And so a lot of the coaching that we're going to be doing in this program, as we get a little deeper into it, I will be really holding people gently and lovingly to paying attention to what they're thinking, even on the call. So because this is, especially when we get into the formula, the manifestation formula, I'll be up, that's a desire, that's a fear, just so that people can start, that's a belief, there's a limiting belief, there's a misintention, so that you can get comfortable with the terminology and the awareness of how your thoughts are coming out of you, so to speak. And that way it'll be easier for you to call it. And I would like the other participants, in a gentle way, because we don't want to be defensive, we don't want to make people uncomfortable, but in a gentle way, be on the phone listening to others trying to find, you know, call these things out on their own. You know, as you're listening to another caller, it sounded like an expectation, that sounded like a desire, that sounded like an emotional piece, so that, because the more that you get them relatable, the faster it is you'll be able to understand how your manifestation's going and switch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exciting. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Good. I'm totally excited, too. This is the dream course that I've been wanting to teach for 10 years, but I was in the process of working through the internal guidance system stuff and really getting that down. So to come back to this work, which I think is super powerful and exciting, is really fun. I'm really, really fun. And we have changed the dates to the 15th, 16th, and 17th, or the 14th, 15th, and 16th. In Pittsburgh,
July.
And I talked to Mike
today
of July. So that date is all set, and that's also really exciting. So we'll be beginning to look at that here within the next week.
Excellent.
I'm also looking to do a signing at a bookstore in the area. So I've got my publicist working on that. So that would be really fun, and we might also do a smaller meet and greet. Meeting earlier in the week before the event so that I can get a bunch of people to come out. Super exciting. So do you have any questions?
I guess excitement is a positive expectation.
Yes, excitement is a positive expectation. Perfect.
Okay, yay. Yeah, well, no, I mean, I guess my comment would be, I'm surprised. My thoughts are surprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, paying attention, it's enlightening. Or it's, I'm like, oh wow, okay.
What are you discovering? Anything in particular?
Well,
you want to share?
I do a lot of planning, kind of living in the future. I'm thinking about my body a lot in a negative way,
mm-hmm.
like. Because my work situation is negative, and I'm doing a lot of stress eating. Like, I seem to really want to have food in my mouth at all times. That seems to provide comfort. And my, you know, my pants are a little tight, and then I feel bad about myself. I'm not exactly sure what I'm telling myself, but I think it's like your stomach's fat. You know, like some negative. Because I don't feel good. So I know it's negative. I don't exactly hear the words yet because I think it's so automatic.
Right.
But just kind of noticing that, it's like, okay, ooh, all right. And I'm trying not to judge because you said not to judge my thoughts. But it's really easy to get negative about being negative.
It is.
So just,
it is. It's like a downward spiral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Point.
Yeah, and then you start beating yourself up, and then you start feeling like you can't do it, and you're a failure, and it's amazing. The thing to remember is, it's just your mind. It's not you. They're separate. Because, like, if you can be the watcher watching your thoughts, then who's the watcher, right? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the observer?
Yeah, it's a good segue with the three voices from the spirit-led. I think that's the critic voice, I think.
Yep.
So it's kind of, to me, there's a lot of content and it's different, but it's related. I'm kind of, the pieces are, I can see the relation.
So, yeah, there's a lot of content. It'll start kind of weaving together like more of a tapestry soon. The part of you that wants to have food in your mouth all the time is your child.
That's what I was thinking, the baby, like, stuck on my thumb. Let me stick something in my mouth because it feels good for the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the part that beats yourself up for your pants being tight and for stress eating is the critic. And there's you in the middle, being yanked back and forth. So what I would recommend is noticing whether you're closed. And for the people on the call today, this discussion of the child and the critic. It's not that you've missed anything in the magnetized. This is from the spirit-led program that Christine is also in. So I just want, because she was like, what? I don't remember that. So I just it's okay. She's kind of doing both. So I just wanted to let you guys know that you're not behind. You're not missing anything. And but the whole purpose is to kind of figure out which is more aligned with your IGS in a particular moment. So as you're eating something, if you're having the thought, I shouldn't be eating this. This is really bad for me. I'm going to get all fat and, you know, all that. Notice if you're open or closed to those thoughts, to your critic voice.
Okay.
There are times when we need comfort, and that is not the perfect time to stop doing an activity that provides us with comfort. So
okay.
Check and see which one feels more opening. And what you'll find is that when you realize that, or it may be that it opens you that you shouldn't be eating that right now, and follow that opening. Oh, I don't really need to be eating this right now. Or it could even be that it's not even about food. It's about what food you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Change that up. There's lots of healthy, yummy things out there, you know, that you can switch your habit to. So just kind of play with, you know, which one's opening, which one's closing of those two voices.
Okay, good idea.
Good. Let's see. And let me think. I think that's about it. Is there anything else you want to bring up that you're noticing?
No, I don't think right now. I mean, I'll think of what other people have to say,
yeah,
too. So.
This first call is usually pretty mellow because we haven't gotten into the content as deep. In the next 2 weeks, as next content comes out and then we get into the formula and dissecting that each week, it starts getting really juicy. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Okay, good. All right. I'm going to go ahead and mute you and bring on the next person, and that is someone who prefers to remain anonymous. Hello, someone who prefers to remain anonymous.
Hello.
So am I not allowed to call you by name?
I'd prefer not to be.
Okay. Well, I'll just continuously call you by that.
Okay,
like S-W-P-T-R-A. No, just kidding. Anyways, how's it going? Have you been able to get into the members area, listen to the content?
Yes, yes.
Good. And is there any, do you have any questions or coaching that on any of it to start?
A little, but I'm kind of in the middle of San Francisco right now and don't really want to go into that much depth.
Okay.
Being that I'm surrounded by multiple people.
Do you want to wait until the next call then?
I think that probably would be best.
Okay, not a problem.
And hopefully I'll be at a more private location at that point in time.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. So I will just go ahead and mute you and bring in the next person if that's okay. But it's good to hear your voice.
Okay, that's fine.
Mr. Anonymous.
Good to hear you too.
Okay, bye. All right,
bye.
And then we have Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
You're probably on mute. There you are. I apologize for not getting you the link to this call tonight. I'm glad you were able to get on it. My email isn't working.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it's
no.
sitting in my sent box, and I'm in my send box, and I cannot get it to go out. I've been having this trouble all day long. So, and I didn't
well,
know how
I
to reach
got
you.
On. Yeah,
good.
I just need to, go, I guess, go to the members area because I guess I'm not getting on and doing the homework or where I should be. So I will do that tonight. So
okay.
I guess I missed that part of it.
Well, that's okay. You can't get behind in this program because we never shut it off.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, good. And you helped me tremendously on the earlier call, and I really am going to focus on that and what we talked about. So, I'm sure we'll go over some things about magnetizing other great things into our lives tonight. So.
Yes.
So I'll just listen and let everybody else have it.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. It's going to be a short call tonight because we've got three people that didn't make it. Carol, you're here. You're on.
I am on. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh.
You're the last person to do the check-in tonight. Have you had a chance to listen to the content?
You know, I listened to the lecture of Mirror and had lesser internal struggle on that. Like, damn it, how come that's all on me? what it is. I know I'm working on it. And I really take to heart the first practice. I'm going to pull a little notebook and really see if I can drop in a few times a day for the next few days and hear more about what I'm thinking.
Good. Good. It's so crucial. I had kind of a rough day today. You and I talked, and we do have our bad down days, and my internal dialogue starts getting really hopeless. So it's really good to try and check in about and keep it, be aware of what those habits are. So definitely do that. And then on the mirror piece, you know, I've been there. I get it, where it's like, I don't want to be responsible for this, you know, everything in my life, and the world may be a mirror. But I can't control everyone and, you know, this whole kind of thing. And it's so much kind of easier. It feels easier to be a victim. Like, but the thing is that really when you get the concept down and you're able to totally take full responsibility for what's in your world, there's power.
Uh-huh.
Way more power to that mindset than somebody can come in and do something to you that you don't, you know, yeah. This way you can change. You have the power to change stuff. You have the power to do it differently.
Yeah.
And yes, there are some things out there in our, you know, in our world that are kind of hard to swallow that it's us. But not taking action is equally as crucial as taking action. And there's a whole kind of things that we don't take action on, and we see them in the world around us, but we're not actively doing anything to make it better. We don't say anything. We don't do anything. So. But hopefully, as you go through this course and you do the work and you see how things show up differently in your life, sometimes it can feel like peeling an onion to really get to something changing. Like, oh, there's another layer. But the thing is that when you do have these shifts change, you start to realize that things are pretty awesome the way that this is structured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then
I was going to say, I've been exposed to this through spirit-led as well, actually. And for a little while, I cook along doing pretty good, and then bam! And of course, that's, you know, some other lesson coming up, something else I can clear out and move on from, and it just, I have to learn to tell myself, oh, yeah, this is just information. Doesn't mean anything more than that. It's information, and I can use it to make my life better. Yay!
Yes. Yes. Exactly. It's just information. I couldn't have said it better myself. Information that you're being led to be at choice about.
Yep.
And things generally come into your awareness right when you need them.
Well, like you said at the beginning of the call, I can't see it till I'm aware of it.
Right.
Which initially sounds exactly backwards, but that's how people work, apparently.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, yeah, it's amazing. It's just amazing. I was talking when I was looking at the Spanish-speaking population and how many resources we have here in Gilroy, that I don't even, I just drive right by and I was blinded to them. It was really quite crazy how little I saw. So it's stuff like that. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. All right, so anything else that you want to add to the call tonight? I'm not in a hurry to get off, but I'm on the ramp up of this. Usually it's a little slow. It's really, this call is to make sure everybody's on board and doing well. And we're going to keep the call at 5:30 on Wednesdays, the second and fourth Wednesday. For those of you who have the bonus, it's Revitalized. Revitalized will be from 3:30 to 4:30 on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. So that way you can either do both calls or join one. It's okay. You don't have to do both if you're doing the bonus. Now a lot of people are diving right into the bonus, which is awesome. And Carol, being my tech person, as you guys know, she's also a student and tech person. Is there anything you want to mention around this with Christine and trying to figure out what's going on with that?
Yes, I figured it out. And Christine, I'm so sorry. Apparently, the link to that particular page was marked as hidden instead of visible. So I have just changed that, and now I can see the first module. So if you would test that out, I sure would appreciate it.
She's got the mic, Christine. I just gave you the mic.
All right. I will, let's see, I'm logging in right now. And I appreciate all your help, Carol. I mean, it really wasn't a rush. Oh, I can see it.
Yay.
Yay.
I just figured the universe wanted me to stay on my spirit-led module about the three voices longer, and it was really good for me. I mean, honestly, that's what I thought, and I started Revitalize. So, yeah,
perfect.
I've got it now, and, yeah, I knew it would happen.
Good.
But it's really exciting.
Okay, so that's taken care of. And please, everyone, if you come, I just switched systems. Carol's been helping me. We've got a really nice, robust system because we're going to start doing some pretty big marketing. My book comes out on May 11th, which I'm super excited. If you're in the Bay Area, I've got two book signings coming up. We're trying to set up a book signing in Pittsburgh, which I'm excited about. I'll let everybody know more about that. And so please tell a friend. And then the other thing is we have 100 million reads. So if you go to 100, the number, million reads, reeds.com, you are able to invite others, which I'm hoping you'll do, to come and experience their internal guidance system. It's a very short, simple, beautiful 30-day program. There are videos delivered to your inbox every day during those 30 days, and they're like between anywhere from 3 to 6 minutes. They're really short, and they just give you another little piece, and it gets more robust, and it's a way of inviting people in to experience their internal guidance system. So I would love it if you would let people know. We're going to send an email out that you can forward soon in the next couple days, and that'll get that rolling. And we just are hoping to bring a lot more people into experiencing this work. It's so important. So with that, if you have any questions, go ahead and hit 1 on your keypad about anything I've said. Just keep letting us know when things are broken so we can get it perfected. Anybody?
Yes, please.
All right, Linda. There you go, Linda.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. I just want to make sure, because I just now, as you know, logged in to get the information or registered. Where do I go to get all the teaching?
Okay. So if you've logged in, then you'll notice it says Spirit-Led, which is closed because I don't think you're in Spirit-Led yet. But then there's, Revitalize.
Well, no, can I back up a second? Because all I did, it took me to a different website when I just registered for the call. So what is the main website that I go to?
Oh, okay, great. So Maestro, it took you to that Maestro. Great, that's our call center. So the main one, did you get an email with your login and password?
Oh, you know what? I probably did. I'm behind my computer. I probably did. I will go back and research that. I know I did.
Because you should have. If you didn't, that's okay. Just let me know. But you should have gotten an email with a password. You have your own members area. And also, the emails will be coming out every 2 weeks. And when you click on that, it's automated so you don't have to log back in. We made it to where you can just – I think we've made it to where we can just automatically log in. But, and then all your content is there as well as the Revitalize bonus. But you already were in Revitalize. That was your course you're in. So you've got that content. So all the content will be in one page. Revitalize, and I think even, if you log into 100 million reads, you'll get the videos, too. If you go to that website and sign up, then you'll get the emails for those videos, which is really fun. And I'd love feedback on any of it. We're just starting to market and bring people in.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, does anyone else have any quick question? Hit 1 on your keypad. And there we go. All right, I'm going to give everyone the microphone. Here, give me a second. There we go. Well, it was a short call, but I promise we're going to dig in and have so much fun on the next one. The dates for it's actually Sunnyvale. Yep, it's coming up. And Pittsburgh, and I look forward to seeing everybody in person. You guys have a great evening.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone. You're
bye.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right, have a great night.
But You are currently